another case of B.O.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Well, it's happened again. The government has stepped in and announced another bailout, this time of the mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. A lot of people see this as a sign of just how much the financial system stinks right now, but the markets are rejoicing. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's take a look at this plan. Here's John Dimsdale.
Secretary Paulson said he needed to save Americans access to home loans, auto loans, and other consumer credit.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are so large and so interwoven in our financial system that a failure of either of them would cause great turmoil in the financial markets here at home and around the globe. This turmoil would directly and negatively impact household wealth from family budgets to home values to savings for college and retirement.
Treasury will inject government capital and credit as needed over the next 16 months so the mortgage underwriters don't run out of money. Douglas Elmendorf at the Brookings Institution agrees with Paulson's claim that incremental payments are better for taxpayers than one big bailout.
The crucial step is that if Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac recover financially after the government has put in money, that the returns to that will go to the taxpayers, not to the current shareholders.
Secretary Paulson says when mortgage rates go too high, the government will buy Fannie and Freddie's mortgage-backed securities to ease those rates, but that worries Elmendorf.
That is a greater government involvement in the housing finance business than we should be aiming for.
The government's authority to back up Fannie and Freddie expires at the end of next year. Secretary Paulson called on Congress to use that time to restructure Fannie and Freddie to be either fully public or fully private organizations. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Here's how the stock markets are reacting. In Japan, the Nikkei shot up 3.5%. Hong Kong shares finished almost 4.5% higher today. Same story in Europe. Shares are up 3-4%. Wall Street's looking at a major rally this morning. The Dow is at 11,220. It lost almost 3% last week. Something called the Ethisphere Institute comes out with a new report today. It applauds 20 cities around the world for their eco-friendliness and business practices. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Danielle Carson has more.
New York, London, Frankfurt, Abu Dhabi. Ethisphere says those are some of the cities that make the sustainability grade.
You see in London, New York, Curitiba, Brazil, that they're trying to reduce the usage of vehicles.
Alexander Brigham heads up Ethisphere. He says the think tank looks at environmental and business friendliness, sound healthcare systems, and good transportation and housing practices.
Those are all components which actually make it a much higher quality of life.
Urban experts say the report is on target. Jennifer Walt directs the University of Southern California's Center for Sustainable Cities.
Whether it's environmental planning or transportation, what does it mean for the ecological conditions in the city? And that's challenging, but this kind of holistic thinking, I think, is what we have to engage in.
Walsh hopes the report jumpstarts a global conversation about how to make cities more sustainable. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
It's not easy being green, but NBC is bringing back the Muppets. The network has announced a new holiday movie with Kermit and the gang. It's called Letters to Santa, A Muppet's Christmas. And it'll feature songs by Paul Williams, who wrote tunes for the Muppet movie.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. By Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, publishers of the new book by Thomas L. Friedman, Hot, Flat, and Crowded, Why We Need a Green Revolution and How It Can Renew America, wherever books are sold. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
So the government is bailing out Fannie and Freddie. The Fed has cut interest rates many times. Congress has passed a housing relief bill, and still the housing market struggles. Here's a good example from Houston. It's a city where home prices are relatively low. Kate Archer Kent has our story.
39-year-old engineer Mahesh Udipi has lived for 5 years in a tiny Houston apartment with his wife and son. Now he's looking for something with a little more space.
You should have a good living area where there is a big place to keep TV and keep books.
Mahesh has been shopping for a home loan for about 3 months. He gets a lot of messages like this.
This is Scott Griffin calling from Countrywide. I just wanted to check back with you and see if you had gotten taken care of yet for your new home loan.
Banks like Countrywide are still lending, but David Jarvis of Metro Study, a housing tracker, says mortgages look very different from a year ago.
It is harder to qualify because you really have to have a down payment, and you really have to have a job, and you really have to document it. And even if you have a good job and lots of money, you still have to document it. Well, that's okay. I mean, I think that's what we did from the 1930s all the way up through the 1990s.
Mahesh looks like a 1990s-era borrower. His job and credit rating are so good, the banks offered him a $240,000 loan with just 5% down. But it won't get his business because the interest rate is too high.
It was about 5% 2 years ago, and now it is 6.25 if you have an excellent credit.
The Federal Reserve has been taking the pressure off banks with a string of rate cuts this year. But Mahesh says he's not seeing the benefits.
If you really want to buy the house, you have to cut somewhere else. Maybe you have to cut 401k or you have to cut savings. Otherwise, you cannot balance the budget.
Mahesh doesn't get the bank's behavior. On one hand, they're reducing their risk by tightening lending standards and raising rates. But on the other, they're exposing themselves to another kind of risk by offering him a loan that would put him $252 in the hole every month. Mahesh has resigned himself to getting a smaller home that won't bankrupt him. But in order to make it work, he says he's going to have to take one of the biggest risks of all, raiding his retirement. In Houston, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
Share your housing market stories with us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.